have any questions? Very low budget. I'll say this, we have a crew and cast of volunteers. I'm just going to use some idea. And a 20-day shooting schedule, so it's all pretty scaled down. Yes?
What inspired you to do such a wonderful film?
I was thinking it would be pretty funny when Big Fat Cadillac off of this the original, I guess the seed of the idea came to John Raymond, the writer, and myself. It was in the post-Katrina days, when there was a lot of talk about, well, those people down there wouldn't, you know, almost like you got what you deserve, that's what you get for being so poor. Or, you know, for you should have had a car, owned a car to be able to get out of New Orleans, or they shouldn't be living so on the edge anyway. There was a lot of, and just in general, in the States these past years, there is a lot of contempt for poverty. And this whole, we were listening to Colin Powell, I forget what the hell he was talking about, but he's talking about people pulling themselves up from their bootstraps. And so we were thinking, you know, how do you really, you know, what would that look like if you just start out with no net? You know, you haven't had a great education, you don't have a family that's supporting you, you don't have a trust fund. Like, how does one pull themselves up from their bootstraps? So that was sort of the original seed of the idea. And then we decided to plant it in the, you know, to work in this road movie genre that I keep coming back to, and have her go west in the mythology of going west to improve your stakes and your living situation. And so I just thought about a story with someone having a finite amount of funds that's trying to just get a toehold in not even the middle class, but just above where you are. Can you do something? Can you get to that next place? And how do you do it if you just have this very rocky situation? So that was sort of the seed of the beginning ideas that we were talking about. And then it comes to the story about a girl and a dog and all that. Sort of where it seeds, obviously. Hopefully.
Summarize the question, please.
He was talking about motion, or the lack there of motion, and how that's used in the film. I think that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
And the road movie that is stalled out is just something I keep coming back to, not in a planned out way, but it just keeps happening. And I guess, you know, well, there is this power in the movement, right? I mean, you're moving to the next, you know, But there is, I don't exactly know why I keep coming back to it. I love the road movement, and but I guess it as a but yeah, I don't know. People keep getting stuck in my films. I don't know. I don't really always have the best bird's eye view of it all. I can't say. But I'm gonna think about it, and I'll have a good answer for the next Q&A. There was one point where I had the dog's POV of her leaving, and then that was really cheesy. I kept getting the same note, you have to take that shot out. No, we never, I don't think there was ever another ending to it. She always got onto the train. We were trying to think of other endings because we didn't really think we could get her onto a train. And then we stalking the train yards. It's very hard to hop trains in a post 9/11 world. And we had actually had the camera on the train, and the train started moving. Kyle hopped off the train, Michelle, go. Yeah. It feels so intense at the time catching a train, but it's going. I mean, you're sure you can feel. You have no idea how smooth that train is moving. But all the same, it's very exhilarating. One of the reasons she wanted to do the film is she said, "I wanted." A train. So it was the last day of shooting, and we were back at the train yard, and she got to hop the train. So. Oh, there's this person way in the back row back there. But you stopped raising. Yes.
Well, that's me. It was just it was a really tough movie to watch. I was wondering if it was really tough to film and to be on set while watching Michelle do her work.
Yes, it was a total bummer. It's depressing. The location, the scouting for it, my sort of way of coming around and figuring out how I'm gonna make a film usually involves a ton of driving around, again, why that Cadillac would be great, a ton of driving around the country and just scouting and driving and scouting. And for the film I did previous to this, you know, that involved scouting, you know, natural hot tubs around the country, which was actually kind of beautiful. And this involved, you know, I literally think that I've been in every bathroom from Weed, California to Seattle off of Highway 5. I mean, it's a lot of parking lots and a lot. So that is kind of a bummer, just dealing with the strip mall part of life. And working with Michelle was awesome, and then the editing, just, you know, I was cutting in my apartment, and, you know, it took me about 6 months to cut it, and I kept sort of going back and doing a little bit of shooting, or this other DP we worked with that was a local in Portland kept shooting stuff for me, and we went back with Michelle a couple times, and just to get a few more little intimate things. So it was just, I'd wake up and be like, oh yes, working on this again. Yes, it's a little, I think the location is really more than anything that makes the locations that made it depressing for me. Ultimately, because I never have a footage to go too far with anything. You know, we're just barely getting out alive. thinking. You know, there were cuts that were too long and did, it's really, especially since I'm cutting myself, it's easy to lose perspective. It's really the process of showing the film to people I trust and getting notes back and taking away, and just, it's like whittling, really, until you see the shape and it makes sense finally, you know. First of all, the writer that I'm working with, John Raymond, he, we came up with the story idea, but then he wrote it as a short story, and his writing is very internal, so I have that to, and Michelle, both of us have that to work from, which is a huge help. And in his writing, you know, it kind of works well with my filmmaking, because his writing leaves a lot of space for people to sort of bring their own baggage to the scene, and so his writing is most helpful to that. And Michelle, you know, it was a decision early on, like, you know, we're gonna play it this sort of buttoned in, and I feel like with another actress, it could be a really flat thing, but there's something about Michelle, and she really works on it. She has her own thing going on about with Wendy. For me, she always emotes something, even when she's perfectly still. And she's talked a lot about getting really into thinking about how Wendy just seemed so invisible, felt really invisible in her life. And in her travels, and how different that is for Michelle in her life, where she sort of feels like she's being watched a lot. And she was really into the idea of exploring that part of Wendy. And yeah, I mean, it's a completely collaborative experience with the actors. You're, you know, finding it with them. And usually finding it, there's, you know, I have people for such a limited time, I really don't have rehearsal time, so there's a lot of phone conversations and, you know, looking at films perhaps, or reading certain things, and like John and I watching a lot of Italian neorealism and German cinema, and thinking about how those films really relate to this, seem current now and relate to life in America. But then, you know, you're just like, you're seeing it. You have it all in your head forever, and then you're seeing it change. It's different than what, you know, I imagine, obviously, when it's actually a real person. And that's happening while we're shooting. And that's, you know, scary and exciting, but yeah, that's, I don't know if that really answers your question. You know, I never really exactly know what to say what directing is, except for that you're just in something with someone and you're talking about it. And you're,
I'm sure Michelle Williams will get a lot of kudos for this brilliant performance, but could you tell us a little bit more about her co-star, Lucy?
That's my friend. He knows my dog. That's my dog, Lucy. And yeah. So, and she's, you know,